get carried away.
Okay, we left off on the sugi at the bottom of Daf Chesem Abeis and the top of Daf Tesem and Aleph, in which Abaye pointed out, after we were dealing with the world of Gvia, that when we have a situation of Yatza Olav or Asikin, that there are serious rumors that the field never belonged to Reuven, who was the one who sold it to Shimon. So then there is the possibility of Shimon taking a step back, even if he purchased it, Shelo Ba'achrayus, that Yachol Lachzor Bo, up to the time of Hechzikba. Ma'ashen Ken, once we hit a point of Hechzikba, then Eino Yachol Lachzor Bo, because he bought it Shelo Ba'achrayus, and that's life. And the Gemara says that perhaps had he bought it Ba'achrayus, maybe he would have a longer period of time, or, which is unstated, or maybe we would have the same criteria up to the time of Hechzikba. And then the Gemara goes ahead and gives us a definition of Hechzikba, Mechidayish Amitzri. So the question is, what exactly is going on in the Gemara over here in terms of legal ownership? At what point does the field transfer legally from the buyer to the seller? Is that what we're talking about over here, or are we talking about a different factor? Because we all know that a field legally can move from one party to another via kesef, via shtar, or via chazaka. And the question is, what does the Gemara over here mean by Misha Hechzikba? So Rashi al-Atar does not help us at all, because Rashi interpreted this elsewhere. And that's what Tosus points out. Tosus di remaskla Misha Hechzik, perakamba b'metzia, where this din of Abaye is brought, Pirish Rashi af agav shelo nosan ma'os, kama, the karka niknes b'chazaka. Namely, that before he made a kinyan, he can be chozerbo. After he made a kinyan, he can't be chozerbo. Which appears to be, halachically, perfectly fine, that until there's a transfer, he can be chozer. What's the chiddush? We'll see later on when we get to Hagos Maimoni. Isn't this something which is obvious? But it's not so obvious, really. There is a bit of a chiddush over here. And after the kinyan has already gone through, then he cannot be chozerba. But Tosus was not happy by this. Bekasha, what does it do with chazaka specifically? Amai nachat chazaka yoser mikesef ishtar. If we're just looking for the point of a halachic transition, so why choose chazaka over the other means of kinyan? Va'od maika b'boy me'emes havei chazaka. It's a mishnah. No al gadal paratz. We have a Mishnah that gives us the different forms of control that you show over a field that would be considered to be chazaka. Va'od mai kami boy hacha tvei mishar duchten. We don't find every time that the concept of chazaka is brought, we're going to ask what's chazaka. We don't find every time kesef is brought up, we're going to ask, is this a prut, is this a dinar? If we have it in the Mishnah, we have it in the Mishnah. Va'ot, says Tosus, Daish Ametzri Mashma Drisa Ba'alma, Shaholech Saviv Hametzari. In other words, if we're going to interpret our Gemara literally, it means from the time that the person walks around the field. Walking around the field does not show control. Walking around Yericho doesn't show control, except, under very, very unique circumstances. Walking is walking. Nachon, there is a Gemara in Baba Basra that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, his halech bo, that was considered to be a kinyan ledoros. But again, we're dealing with unique situations, not necessarily with normative halacha. And so over here, why ask the question, and the answer which is given appears not to be the classic chazaka. So for all of these reasons, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. V'niru lefarish demari shekana'o b'kinyan gamur, b'chalipin o shtar o chazaka o rafak b'purta, previous to the asikin. Namely, he already made a kinyan. But what hasn't he yet done? He hasn't yet done an act called Daish Amitzri. And what is this Daish Amitzri? Tosfos continues, V'dayito shel adam afal pi shekana'o b'kinyan gamur, even though juridically it's his, im yatsu orin yochol lachzor bo kolzman shelo Holach Amitzri Hasada Leorka Ularachba Lirot Inyane Hasada. That there is a Daito Shel Adam, there is a Haskama among individuals, and in the world of Choshen Mishpat, we take very much into account the world of Minag HaMakom, the world of that which people think in terms of Das Machna, etc. That in the world of real estate transactions, until the individual actually sees the field in other words in its reality, rather than having bought it on paper, the Daesh Amitzri, until that point, that a person has the ability of taking a step back. Okay, so that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a point post Kinyan that's unique halacha in Chazara because of Daito Shel Adam, because there's a lack of smichus das that extends the period of the Kinyan. Yes.
Is the Daesh Amitzri a result of the Asikin? Like somehow by the Daesh Amitzri, he's settling his worry about the Asikin, or are they related? It seems that they're related.
The Daesh Amitzri is like a Makabeh Patish, that even though legally, theoretically, we already have a Kinyan. But since every kinyan requires smichus das, it requires das kona and das makna, we're saying that we don't have das kona, a full das kona, until this point, and therefore he can be choserbo. That even though technically we have the previous means of the kinyan, every kinyan requires smichus das, and over here, daito shel adam, there is a given. There's no smichus das. It goes in both directions. You know, we know there's a kinyan called situmta, that in the diamond market, giving a handshake and mazel ubracha, even though that there's in the world of diamonds, they're metaltalim. The metaltalim are nikneb b'meshicha b'hagba'a v'chulei, not necessarily with a handshake, but if that is the smichus das, so then that can even replace a kinyan. So if a smichus das can replace a kinyan, clearly a smichus das can extend a kinyan. But then Tosos hedges, ubelo nosan ma'os airi, de'i b'nosan ma'os airi, afilu b'achrayus nami amai yachol achzerbo, mi shehechzik b'vechilo olam yachol achzerbo. And then Tosos points out that when do we have this lack of smichus das until you will see the field in its full glory? We only have it if you haven't yet paid the money. Paying money is not necessarily the kinyan. In other words, you make a kinyan with shtar or chalipin or a chazaka, and you owe the money. But once you pay the money, that also closes one's smichus das. We can assume people don't pay for things and then afterwards take a step back. Yes?
Not to drop us into the malogos, taz, and sma, but does Tosos mean all the money or like some of the money?
Tosos over here, lechora, is we're talking over here not of kesef, but of ma'os. Ma'os is classically the value. In other words, all the money. Until you pay, when you pay all the money, then afterwards you can't say, just a minute, in other words, I want to rethink this. Okay? In other words, that this ability of to postpone the smichus das until you see the field is assuming that you haven't paid. And then Tosis asks a very, very simple question. V'yim Tomar, what's the issue? If the money hasn't yet been paid, and that's the ukimta that we're talking about over here, so why are we getting involved who legally owns the field? Let's say that the field was legally transferred. Right? In other words, I bought this field for $1,000, and now it's mine, but I haven't yet paid the $1,000. Okay, so take back the field. I tell the person, the field, you sold me a field for $1,000, means you and I both agree this field is worth $1,000. I owe you $1,000. Here's the field. Namely, why am I stuck with this field? Because I bought it Shalom Ba'achrayus, if I haven't yet paid, so I'll pay with the field. In other words, V'im Tomar, Le'imalesh kol ara bezuzach. So we have two answers. One answer is Erukimta, Kagon Shehuzlu, that the market value fell, and that which once was 1,000 now is only worth 800, and so you can't pay a debt of 1,000 with 800. Inami kevan sheyatzulav orin ein shava kamo shayis a shava b'shaa shekna. Not an ukimta, but lemaisa. Every time we're going to have this case, there's going to be a drop in value because of the orin. So there's never going to be a situation in which the field is going to be able to be used to pay the debt which is owed for the purchase of the field. The nature of the orin, it's always going to impact on the value of the field. Okay, so we have a very, very basic machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Are we talking over here about the Maisa Kinyan? And if you'll ask, until when can you be Chozer? You can be Chozer until you make a Kinyan. And Chazaka is simply an example of the Maisa Kinyan. Or is our Gemara telling us that there is a space of time after the Maisa Kinyan, we can still be Chozer, until there is Smichas Das. And the Smichas Das would come about either with Nisina Smaos, or with this Daish Amitzri, with this tour of the land. When we move over to the Rambam, we find a parallel machlokas that we saw between Rashi and Tosos, between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Hagos Maimonides. The Rambam says, "Amocher karka lechaveru v'achar shekana halokeach b'yechad min hadrochem shekonin b'hem." Kodem sheyishtamish ba yatsa alav ma'arin hareze yachol lachzor bo shein lachamum gadol mizeh shadayin lo nehene bo uba'o hatovin lefikach yibatal hamekach v'yachzir hamocher es hadamim v'yase din im hama'arin. However, im nishtamish ba halokeach kol shehu afilu b'dash hameitzar shalav irvo im ha'aretz. So firstly, Ekroni, is the Rambam like Rashi or is the Rambam like Tosfos? Are we talking over here, this Chazaka we're talking about, is this the Kinyan or are we talking over here about a point post-Kinyan?
Post-Kinyan.
Right. Clearly the Rambam over here is like Tosfos, is working like Tosfos. Not like Rashi. A. B. In what way is the Rambam different from Tosfos?
Even if you have to give
money. What?
It includes kesef.
He includes kesef, right. Now we're talking about, we're talking about returning the money, right? So even though the kesef was given, we still have a lack of smichus das until there is this daish amitzri. Namely, that kesef does not necessarily close the smichus das. That this opening over here, that there's not smichus das, the Rambam says, even if money was given, because he speaks about yachzir hamokher es hadamim. So kind of read the money was already given. What over here, according to the Rambam, is this daish amitzri? According to Tosfos, it was taking a tour of the land. According to the Rambam, what is a daish amitzri?
Using the land.
The Dayash HaMitzri is considered to be the minimal usage of the land. That if this person hasn't yet used the land, even though it's his, legally, juridically, it's his, but if he hasn't yet used it, he doesn't yet have total smichus das, and he can return it. Ma'ashein kein, if he's already, ein lach amum godol mizeh shadayin lo nehenebo uba'o hatovim. Namely, I shouldn't use the word smichus. Tosa speaks about smichus das. According to the Rambam, what is the basis over here of the Chazara?
He hasn't gotten any benefit from it yet.
But what, I mean, because I haven't gotten benefit, that's a heter for me to be Chozer Bo? What language does the Rambam use? Tosis uses the phrase that until I have Smichus Das, I can return it. According to the Rambam, what is the basis of returning it? Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. Mekach Tos. Mekach Tos over here. This is now defined as a Mekach Tos. Clearly a field is given over in order to use, and not being able to use it, a field which is not usable, ein lecha ma'ashein ken, once I use it, and then I can't continue? Okay, mazal chagoram. In other words, that's already your inyan, and you know, you go to court on it, etc., etc. But to be sold a field that I couldn't even use, that before I was able to use it, it was taken away from me, that's ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. Okay, so we have in terms of the case, the Rambam is similar to Tosfos, that we're dealing post-Kinyan. What is the heter of the Chazara Tosfos says, because I didn't yet buy it. There's a lack of smichus das. According to the Rambam, he doesn't mention smichus das, but he mentions ein lecha mum gadol mizeh, that before using it, we have a concept of mekachtos. What does the Rambam mean when he says, afilu vim nishtamish bahalokeach kol shehu, right, minimal use, afilu bidash hametzar shala v'irvo im ha'aretz. How do you understand that phrase in the Rambam? How do you translate it? Did anyone notice the gra on Tosfos? The gra over here on Tosfos has not one, not two, but three hagos on this Tosfos. So in the first hagah, the first aleph, where Tosfos says that Daesh Amitzri is called Manchelo Halach Amitzri Hasada Lo'orka Ularachba, that we're talking about a tour of the field in terms of its parameters, what does the gra point out? Nira Be'enai Harif Mefaresh She'irvo im sedotav ayensha. No, we have a riff in our back of our Gemara. Let's look at the riff. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in the normal pages of the Alphas. The riff quotes the Gemara, and he says, the second line, Yesha Pirshu Michidayesh Amitsri Kigon Shahayasa Osa Sada Shekana Smucha Lasada Shago Vahaya Benehen Mitzar. That between his field that he originally owned and the field he just purchased, there was a Mitzar. There was a boundary. There was a border. Vahakshav Kishekana Osa, and now that he purchased this field, which is adjacent to his field, Achshav shekana oso hasoda smuchu l'sadehu, im dash oso hametzar shebeinehem. If he will remove that border, umacha oso ad shenis arvu shtei hasados v'naasu shtei hasoda achas, that now that which was clearly demarked as two fields are now viewed as one field. He has taken away the border markings, and now it appears to be all one field. That is the Daesh Amitzri. Look at the Rambam's language again. Afilu bedosh hametzar shala v'irvo im ha'aretz. L'chaver, this is what the Rambam is quoting. He's quoting the Rif, that he's connecting it to his previous land. I mean, perhaps I would have written v'irvo im ha'aretzo, right? That he connected with his land. But basically, what is he doing? What's the connection between this and usage? The Rambam speaks about hishtamish bo. How would you fit this into the Rambam's hishtamish bo? Im hishtamish bo halokeach kol shehu, afilu dash hametzar shelo ve'irvo im ha'aretz.
How does it relate to being hishtamish?
Yeah.
Well, now that he's like gotten rid of the border, that shows that it's all included as his property.
In other words, even if the hishtamshus is a potential hishtamshus, namely that he has set it up for usage, that now that the border is no longer there, when he sends, when he plows the field, he can plow this field along with his previous field, etc., etc. Even that is enough to be considered that, in other words, we have there's no longer a mekachtos. He already has made a total kinyan and with the darga of hishtamshus. Yes.
The Rambam just doesn't hold like Tosos.
Again, the Rambam holds like Tosos in the fact that we're speaking after the formal kinyan of kesef shtar chazaka. In that respect, what exactly is Daesh Amitzri and why does it work? Tosos says Daesh Amitzri is the tour of the field in terms of its parameters, and it works because up to that point, there's no smichas das. The Rambam says Daesh Amitzri is combining this field with his previous fields, and up to that point, we would call the situation one of mekachtos. If he's not even able to connect the field to his own field, it means that he purchased something that has no potential value for him. Yes?
But how does that work with Ram says nen? Like, how does, doesn't,
is that considered?
That would be so I'm saying. So the Rambam is saying, even to this degree, in other words, even if the degree of nehenna is that I have created a, you know, where it's a large piece of real estate, that's also nehenna. That's also a minimum nehenna. That's a minimum nehenna. Okay. Again, the Rambam wasn't, you know, didn't create this. I think he, you know, this was the tradition of the Gaonim, which is brought over here in the Rif. However, on this Rambam there is a Hagos Maimonios, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Michidayish Amitzri Shemetaken Gvulei Hasada Umagbihan V'Tikun Zehaya Ragil Beinehem Umashmienu Shehi Chazaka Gemura Kamon Noal V'Godar. Namely, Rabbi Notam learns like whom? If the Rambam learned like Tosos, who's Rabbi Notam learning like? Rashi. This is Rashi. That chazaka means kesef shtar u chazaka. And even though the Mishnah gives us a number of examples of chazaka, our Gemara is giving us one more example of chazaka. Right? That this is also, you know, it's building a border is also a chazaka. Not only those that are mentioned previously of Noal, Godal, Uparatz, even building the border. Upiresh davar zeba makam she'ein konin bekesef ad sheyichtov shtar velo kosav hashtar. In other words, that when are we going to consider this chazaka to be meaningful in a situation that even though the Mishnah says that we have either kesef or shtar or chazaka, there are many places where kesef has to be accompanied with the shtar. Here, if it's not accompanied with the shtar, it can be accompanied with this minimal chazaka. In other words, but basically we're dealing over here with the gmar kinyan. We're dealing over here with that which turns it into being legally his. And at that point, he can no longer be chozer. So he asked the question that we asked on Rashi. If he hasn't yet purchased it, clearly he can be chozer bo. And if he's purchased it, clearly he can't be chozer bo. And what over here is the chiddush? Yeshlamar the kamash melon the mutar lachzer bo. Afilu misha para leka kevan sheino chozer bo. Machmas Yukra v'Zula v'Agav Shemar b'Seifa in a Yocho Amar Nami b'Reisha Yocho. We're not speaking over here whether he can or he can't legally. We're speaking of whether he is permitted to do this l'chatchila. That normally the halacha is that if someone gives his word that he's going to buy something and then takes a step back, there is an ability of the person who was disappointed to go to the community, bang on the bima, and say, "Mi shepara midor hamabul, mi shepara," you know, where it's from all, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is poreya from all the rishayim, should be poreya from this person who doesn't keep his word. So that normally, giving a word is considered to having a halachic meaning, that it allows the other individual to have taromes, that it allows the other person to be legally, halachically upset. However, over here, if clearly the reason for the backing out is not because he feels that he could have gotten a better deal, but because there are orerin, then there's no mishapara. And that would fit into Rashi as well. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam, in other words, backs up Rashi, points out that over here we have a slightly different chazaka because we're dealing with a chazaka which is going to cement a kinyan as opposed to a chazaka which is going to stand on its own 2 feet. And at the end of the Hagos Maimonios, he quotes Aratosos, in whose name? Who is the author of Aratosos? Clearly not Rabbeinu Tam. Aval harivam pire shemedaber da 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 da. Okay, that we have the Rivam, who is, that's Aratosos, that we're dealing with the fact that he had already purchased it, but ad shelo halach lirosa, he can be chozer bo. Okay, so we have over here then, just to summarize, we have a double machlokas. We have a machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam on one hand against the Rambam and Tosfos, again with slight variations, on the other hand. Yes?
In a normal case where there's no Ura, and no other rash in a vein of time. So even if he pays for it, can he return it if it's a mechach tos?
You could always return something as a mechach tos, but classic mechach tos is if I purchase from you an orange grove and I go and I find that it's a wheat field, that's a mechach tos, namely that I didn't receive that which I was, that, in other words, I purchased from you a sedan and you give me a convertible, that's a mechach tos. I purchase from you, the question is, what if I purchase from you a green car and you give me a purple car, is that a mechach tos? There's a question exactly, but basically it's a different cheftza. Okay? Over here we're dealing with a cheftza is the cheftza that I bought, but I bought a field in order to use it, and this field is not usable. This field, you know, I bought a field assuming that you owned it, and over here it turned out you didn't own it. In other words, so we're dealing on a different plane of mekach tos. What are the boundaries of this mekach tos? So here we have that according to the Rambam and Rabbi Nutam, once I made a kinyan, this is not a mekach tos. In other words, that I got the field, it belonged to someone else. Well, you know, that's the concept of achrayus. If I have achrayus, I have recourse. If I don't have achrayus, I don't have recourse. In other words, I bought something on sale, and it turns out that, you know, knowing that maybe something is wrong with it, but I'd have no recourse, and so I lost. You know, you win some, you lose some. According to Tosfos and the Rambam, even after the formal kinyan is completed, I still have a window of opportunity to be chozer bo. According to Tosfos, up to the time that I take a tour of the field, I don't have smichus das, and without smichus das, I can be chozer. According to the Rambam, until I am minimally nehene, I can claim mekach tos. Once I am minimally nehene, I bought the field, I used it. I afterwards was taken away from me. Mazal chagora. Yes.
Can maybe just explain one more time how
Rabbi Notam
supports Rashi?
Yeah, both Rabbi Notam and Rashi are dealing with the chazaka as part and parcel of the kinyan of the world of Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. We're dealing with Chazaka as part of that world of Kinyan. We have examples in the Mishnah of No Al Gadol Uparatz. Here we have another example called Daesh Amitzri, where you are raising the border. By raising the border around the field, that's also considered to be an act of Chazaka. You know, it doesn't show as much control, perhaps, as locking the field, as breaking opening a door into the field, etc. Over here, I'm simply raising the land a little bit that would serve as a demarcation, but it's minimally enough to be considered to be a kinyan. Okay. However, there is I mentioned to you a fifth perush which goes totally on its own, but really fits very beautifully into the Gemara, and that is Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel. So if you look at that which we quoted started from Yonasan Miluniel, Im ad shelo hechzik ba, klomar, tekef kisheshama shiiru alav, holach lo shimon lebezdin, v'tzoak lahem, ru'u, ech rimuni deruvein, kishalakachti zakarka imenu amar li sheshelohi shalavosa v'yisa, samachti alav, achshav shiyesh alai orin, shuv lo ezra'enu v'lo evdenu, dinahu shiachol shimon lachuf ruvein shiach salo ma'osav. However, mi shehechzik ba, klomar, What are we talking about? Was a formal kinyan already made, or like Rambam and Tosfos, or are we dealing where formal kinyan wasn't made? It was made. Formal kinyan was made. However, in other words, what is the issue over here? Misha hechzikba, misha lo hechzikba. The formal kinyan was made. And then he hears the rumor. What is the question over here?
Is the rumor after he made the kinyan?
He made the kinyan. And then he heard the rumor. And then we say, misha hechzikba, then he can no longer retract. Achilo hechzik, but he can retract. Maybe what are we looking at? According to Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel, what is his reaction to the rumor? What is his reaction to the rumor? If his reaction is an immediate calling Besdin, look what this person did to me, that means that he never intended, when he purchased his field Shaloba Achrayus, that he had no intention at all of buying, where it's simply a cat in a bag. In other words, he knew that if a Baal Chov is going to come, he's going to have to give up the field. But he never thought that the person who lied to him and said that this field is my field and really belong to New York City, it's the Brooklyn Bridge. I thought it was his bridge, not the Brooklyn Bridge. But if we find that he just goes ahead, business as usual, and then after a week or two, he comes to court, that means that when he bought it, he took into account that maybe he would lose it for whatever reason. Namely, the hechzikba or lo hechzikba is a question of what do we see in retrospect was his intention when he bought it. If we say he bought it under all circumstances, no matter what's going to happen, he's going to either win or lose, so then he can't be chozerbo. But if we say he only bought it because he believed the person that it really belonged to him, and that's why he bought it, but in other words, other things that could come about, he was willing to accept. And so how do we know what was in his mind? We know what was in his mind by his reaction. Again, we pointed out that in order to have a sale, you require a maisa kinyan, and you require das makne, and you require das kone. Over here, his reaction is showing us retroactively he never had das kone. He never had das kone. So in that respect, it's somewhat similar
if he comes right away.
What?
If he comes right away.
That right, but that's the litmus test is his reaction. If his reaction is an immediate reaction, that means that this was never part of the deal. If his reaction was not an immediate reaction, it's an afterthought, that means that he had das kone. Just now, he is regretting it. Okay, so that's according to Rabbi Yonasan, what we're looking at. We're looking at the fact, was there or was there not total das kone? And we're saying it all depends on his reaction. If his reaction is an immediate rejection, it means there was never das kone to begin with. If his reaction is a delayed reaction, that means that there was das kone, just that now he changes his mind. Yes?
The mechanics here is also the mekhef tos, isn't it?
The mechanics here, again, the mechanics here, it's one of mekhef tos, but the question is that since it's the same field, under what circumstances is it going to be mekhef tos? So we say it's only mekhef tos if he never had kavana. And how do we know what was going on in his head? We know what's going on in his head by his reaction. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel, that you can tell from a person's reaction what was going on in his head.
Isn't that the entire point of buying the achrayus, though? Meaning, I buy it because
yeah, but certainly, had he bought it with achrayus, he doesn't have to be chozerbo. Had he bought it with achrayus, he has a court guarantee.
That's the risk of buying without achrayus.
But buying without achrayus, the question is whether there are limitations on the list on the risks that he took. So he says, I took a risk that there wouldn't be any liens on the field. I never thought I took a risk that the field didn't belong to the seller. That I never thought. But how do we know what he thought? By his reaction. Okay. These are the spirituals. Yes?
When we said he never has das kone, that means he never had das kone for that by a field that wasn't...
That didn't belong to the seller.
Didn't belong to the seller. Right. Okay.
It didn't belong to the seller.
He had das kone for a field that did, but...
Right, but he didn't have das kone for this field. Masha'en Kane, if he really continues to work the field and only a week or 2 weeks later comes and said, this is not what I had planned. So in that situation, the court will tell him, you bought this field without achrayus, means you got a deal and it was cheap and you lost. Sometimes you didn't do due diligence, that's your issue. That's not our issue. Okay. Due diligence is a question in many, many areas. So let's continue with Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we say we're continuing, but in a certain respect, we are returning. Rav Huna Amar O Kesef O Meitav. To what is Rav Huna returning? He's returning to what do we do with the psukim? How do we have two different psukim dealing with payment? One pasuk that says Vashen Viregel Meitav Sadeu Meitav Karmo Yishalim. Another pasuk that speaks about Yoshiv Lurabos Shave Kesef. How do we deal with these two psukim? Previously, we saw Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered the Rav Yoshua, correct? Mm-hmm. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua, yeah. That how did they deal with the psukim?
Talton or Meitav, because you could sell it wherever.
Either or. That we have three options. You can pay money, you can pay Meitav, you can pay Shaveh Kesef. All of these are equivalent one to the other. How does Rav Huna deal with the psukim? So Rav Huna says, O Kesef, O Meitav. What about Shaveh Kesef? That's Gemara asks. Eisvi Rav Nachman Rav Huna Yoshiv Rabba Shaveh Kesef Afilu Subin. Like, why did you leave out Shaveh Kesef? So Rav Huna said, Hana, Hacha, Mayaskin. And where do we have that pasuk of Yoshiv Rabba Shaveh Kesef? Bidalesle. That's a Bidiyevit. L'chatchila kesef or shaveh kesef or meitav. Bidi eved, when he doesn't have either kesef or meitav, he can pay with jelly beans. Idelesle pshita. In other words, isn't that avias ma'u the tema aminan lezil trach zava and vaisile kesef? Take the jelly beans and you sell them and you pay back in money, kamash malan, that bidi eved you can pay back in jelly beans. Okay, here we have over here a machlokas that appears on the surface to be a machlokas. In other words, what's a nafgamina over here between the way we learn this between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua and Rav Huna?
Nafgamina
is being you can give the jelly beans to Rav Huna. According to Rav Papa, you can pay l'chatchila either with money or meitav or jelly beans. Comes along Rav Huna and says, no, l'chatchila you could pay with kesef or meitav, b'dieved you could pay with jelly beans. Okay, fine. That's a meaningful machlokas. And how do we paskin in this machlokas? That's a machlokas rishon. Look over here in Tosfos. Tosus points out that Rav Alfus, the Sefer Rav Alfus Piresh, de Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua, Rav Papa, de Leel Plige ad de Rav Huna, de Hacha, that Inu Savre kol mile Meitavu, jelly beans and Meitav are one and the same, Afilu Subin, and Rav Huna Savar, de Lo Have Meitav, Ela O Kesev O Karka, Upasak, Kerav Papa, Ukerav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua, why? Why did the Rif pass like that? Two more words. Shehim Basrai, that they are the later generation. Halacha Kabasrai, they, Rav Huna was an earlier generation. They saw Rav Huna, they knew his opinion, and they disagreed. And so he passed like the later generation. However, Rabbeinu Tam ain sover kein. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. The Mefaresh, Shiesh Dimel Gimel Dinim. He wants to distinguish, we'll see, between Nezikin and Baal Chov and Sakhir. But what we're concerned about currently is Nezikin, that in the world of Nezikin, O Kesef, O Meitav. Vi Lesle, then Afilu Subin. In other words, he paskins like whom? Rabbi Notam? Like Rav Huna. How can you paskin like Rav Huna if the others are Basroi? So what did you see in the Rush? Either, in other words, that what was Rabbeinu Tam's working assumption?
Either that they're saying the same thing.
Either there's no machlokas. In other words, Rav Huna over here, is simply telling us that this is what Rav Papa meant. In other words, when Rav Papa spoke about either dum bum bum, he meant two of them l'chatchila and one of them b'dieved. In other words, that there's no machlokas. Or that there is a machlokas, but what's the litmus test that we can paskin like Rav Huna against Rav Papa? Where is Rav Papa found on what daf? on Daf Zayin of the base. And where is Rav Huna found? Tessa Medalef. And who set up the Gemara in this manner? Not necessarily Zayin and Tess, but Ravina and Rav Ashi. And then the editors of the Gemara brought in Rav Huna's opinion as a later opinion to say that's the way we paskin. Okay? So either of those two approaches, but we have Machlokes Rishonim. That's up to now, everything is hunky-dory, everything is fine. Okay, we can very well have a Machlokes Rishonim as to how do we paskin, whether Shava Kesef is L'chatchila or Shava Kesef is a B'dievet. Our problem is, we move over to the broader world of Rishonim, over here, L'chora, what could be broader than the Rif and Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, you know, you cover Ashkenaz and Sfarad, but we left out the Rambam, and we left out Provence. Okay, so we left out North Africa and Egypt, and we left out Provence. In other words, the world between Ashkenaz and Sfarad, the world of southern France. So what do we find in the world of North Africa, Egypt, etc.? What does the Rambam say? So let's read the Rambam inside. Kishabezdin niskakin ligvos hanizak mi nichse hamazik, govin min hametaltalin tchila. What is metaltalin in the language of our Gemara? Subin. Subin. Shavakesef. Metaltalin. We're talking about objects, jelly beans. First, we take the jelly beans. Imlo hayu lo metaltalin klal. If a fellow didn't have jelly beans. O shalo hayu metaltalin kineged kol hanezek. Then govin hashar min hakarka min hayofa bin nichse hamazik. However, calls man shiimtu metaltalim afilu subin ain diskakim lekarka. In other words, least you say that the metaltalim we were speaking about were valvos. No. The metaltalim over here are subin, they're jelly beans. If the person has jelly beans, first you go to the jelly beans. Only after the jelly beans do we go to the real estate in downtown New York. Only then do we go to the metaltalim. Bing. Where did this come from? Who is this? This Rav Papa? This is Rav Huna? In other words, here we have L'chatchila Subin, L'chatchila Shava Kesef, and if there's not enough Shava Kesef, what can we do? Then we'll go to Times Square. That's what the Rambam paskins. No. What about Kesef? Rambam doesn't talk about Kesef, but who talks about Kesef? We have the Yad Ramah. Right? We have the Yad Ramah quoted in the Mukhe Yosef on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So the Yad Ramah says that we have, the order is Kesef, and then if there's no Kesef, Shava Kesef, and if there's no Shava Kesef, then we go to Karka. In other words, he's like the Rambam, just he adds in the Kesef is first. But the common denominator between the Baal HaShlama, between the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah is coming from Provence, the common denominator between the Yad Ramah and the Rambam is that we are first gove shave kesef before we gove meitav. And then, if we want to know where kesef fits in, so the Yad Ramah says first kesef, then shave kesef, and then karka. But where, you know, how do you understand either of these shitas? Where does all this fit in? Okay. What is their makor for this shita? So our problem is, the ante is raised, that we look into the Shulchan Aruch, how does the Machaber paskin? Like the Rambam. He paskins like the Rambam. Okay, so now all the Mefarshim on the Machaber have to deal with this situation. So we have over here a Sma and a Shach, and the Sma first starts off talking about halva. We're not into halva currently. We'll come to that a little later. But on the fourth line, he says, "Aval benizak yad hamazik al ha'elyona." The af im yesh lo kesef o metaltalei im yirtza l'shalem bekarka tzarech hanizak lekablo ach sheyiten lo mehanidis benachasav v'zek havanas rav papa shamar begemar beisha vakusha shehikshu alav. The Feirush Metav Sadeu Metav Karmo Yeshalem Metav Iem Midiach Rine Lo V'Atanya Yashiv L'Rabba Shavu Kesef Yilu Subin U'Meshani Rav Papa V'Shiyesh L'Metaltel M'Bal Afroa Mehen Inu Mikri Metav Dilom is davne behaimasa, zavne bemasa achrisa. V'im bo l'shalem bekarka osav, tzarech l'shalem lo mimetav sedosav. V'al derech ze pirashti gam kein da'as atur, v'chein yesh l'farish gam kein da'as haramba. Namely, what is our what is our first working assumption? Who are we paskening like? In the machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna? We're paskening Rav Papa. And what is Rav Papa telling us? What is Rav Papa telling us?
Yes.
That you can, that the mazik can pay in either kesef or shava kesef or meitav, but who decides? In whose hands is it to decide? The mazik. The mazik can decide which he wants to give first. Okay, that's how we pass it. The mazik can decide. I want to give real estate. Either fellow says, I don't want real estate. I want money. Sorry, the mazik decides. Mazik decides he wants to pay jelly beans, money, whatever the mazik decides. Why then does the Rambam give the example he gives? Uma shekasav govin mehametaltel in tchila. That's how where the Rambam began. Limdunu da'af im ein hamazik lifanenu. In other words, I'm sorry, I skipped a line, but that's really, in other words, namely that we have an ukimta. The Rambam is talking about an ukimta, the mazik is not present. We're saying it all depends what the mazik wants. The mazik is not around. He's on vacation in Honolulu. The court is standing in for the mazik. So what would most mazikin want to give?
Jelly beans.
No, if this mazik had $1 million in the bank, had $1 million of jelly beans and had $1 million of real estate, which would he rather give? Our working assumption is the jelly beans. Give first the jelly beans, and if I don't have the jelly beans, then I'll give the karka. That's what the Rambam is saying. Namely, that we're working over the fact that since it's in the mind of the mazik, when he's around, we'll ask him, what do you want? The mazik has all sorts of cheshbonos. When he's not around, then we have the order that we mentioned. Jelly beans are here today, gone tomorrow. Karka la olam omedet. Mishum ha'achi ka'amash kishabezdim nizkakim mishalma me'metaltalim. Afim ein ha'mazik lefaneinu legalos daito l'shalem b'metaltalim. Amrinan mistama necha'e l'mazik l'shalem b'metaltalim. And even if the nizik is screaming, "L'shalem lo mikar ka'ot, k'mashmos hakozu meitav sadehu," I want the pasuk, right? In other words, I insist on my rights in the pasuk. The mazik over here is paying for shame. The Torah says meitav, ein bezin shaman lo, because the Torah also says yashiv l'rabos shavu kesef. Avo vaday im hamazik yila daito d'nechal leitfei b'metalto levirotzel sham karkosav. If this mazik, he has a jelly bean collection, right? And he'd rather keep his jelly beans because he knows they're going to go up in value, right? And sell karka, that's his inyan. And then the nizik knows about the jelly bean collection, and therefore he wants the collection. No, yara mazik al helyona. Okay, so that's the way that we interpret. And the assumption, working assumption over here, when we want to add in the Ramah, is what? That if the mazik were to have three things, he were to have kesef, shava kesef, and metal and metal, what would he rather give? He'd rather give kesef. We could say that, it's possible. But he doesn't get involved in the Ramah. Okay, but within the Rambam, we pass the link Rav Papa, and everything is up in the hands of the mazik. Comes along the Shach and says, Ein devarav nechonim. No. In other words, you're setting up the Rambam as an ukimta that the mazik is not around. That's not shot in the Rambam. Rambam doesn't say anything about the mazik not being around and that we are going into his mind what he would rather give, etc. And also, what then do you do with the Ramah? In other words, if really we're saying that people would rather give jelly beans than give money, so why would the Ramah say that you give money first and then jelly beans? It's very, very strange. So how does the Shach himself learn? Hamachaber ki ir shushan, v'chein da'as hatur, v'chein da'as harei poskim, kasher avayer, etc. Namely, that Shava Kesef precedes Meitav and has nothing to do with the will of the Mazik or the will of the Nizak. This is a din in Beis Din. Namely, well, the problem is, but the Shach never explains, gets it back to the Gemara. Where do we find such a shita of the Machaber and the Rama and the Rambam, etc.? Okay.
So, meaning that he's always going to pay with Shabbat. He's always going to pay with Shabbat Kesef.
No matter, right. In other words, the Beis Din is going to look at what the Mazik has. If the Mazik has Shabbat Kesef and Meitav, Beis Din is going to first give the Shabbat Kesef, and only afterwards, if not enough, is going to give the Meitav. We don't ask the Mazik what he wants to give, and we don't ask the Nizak what he wants to receive. That's the order.
So just follow the order of the Rambam.
We follow the order of the Rambam. And if he has Kesef and Shabbat, then we follow the order of the Rambam. But in other words, the question is, where is this in the Gemara? This is Nishtahi Nishtaher. It's not Rav Papa. It's not Rav Huna. Where is this in the Gemara? So what I'd like to suggest is as follows. I'm well aware that there are other approaches, and if you want to see the Rav's approach, you're welcome to look at in the Shiurim of Rav Reichman. But the Rav makes a very classic distinction between Ma'os and Kesef, but I don't think it's relevant here. It's very, very good in Kedushin, very meaningful by Eved Ivri. I don't think it has anything to do with our sugya, of my humble opinion. But what does have to do with our sugya? We have a Tosus that we stopped reading in the middle, because I wanted to build a shir in this manner. The Rabbi Nutam said we had three dinim. The one that was relevant to us was the din of Mazik. But Rabbi Nutam has two other dinim. So let's look at two other dinim of Rabbi Notam. Rabbi Notam says there are three dinim. In the Zikin, O Kesef, O Meitav. V'ilesle afilu subin. Namely, in the Zikin, we saw Rabbi Notam paskins like Rav Huna, that the order is Kesef or Meitav, and if neither exist, then subin. Baal Chov, the second din, what do we do with a malve who is coming to collect money from a debtor, from a love, e isle zuze lo matzi salku ela bezuze kenemuchach ba'kosei. The order is first money. However, ilesle zuze, if the love doesn't have money, lo yomar le zil trach vizavin va'aisi zuze kedamar hasam, namely that then he can pay either with Beinonis, this is a Balchov, or with Subin, jelly beans or Beinonis. Okay? Namely, when we're dealing with the Nizak can collect Kesef. L'chatchila and b'di'evet. L'chatchila is kesef or meitav, and b'di'evet is subin. Right? That this was the din of Rav Huna, and this is all according to Rabbeinu Tam. This is din number one. Din number two is the Baal Chov. So over here, l'chatchila kesef, and b'di'evet, sorry, keep making the same mistake, beinonis, or Subin. Okay? And when it comes, the third din is that of the Sakhir, the Poel. You have an employee, you have a hired hand, you owe him $100 for work that he did for you. For work that he did for you, Poel. E lesle le bal habayis zuze amale zil trach vizavin. V'aisi zuze, ein yachol lomar lo tol mash asita v'scharcha. When it comes to the sachir, kesef, only kesef. There's no b'di'evet, no chatchilim b'di'evet. If all that the maskir has is property, sell the property and give him money. All he has is jelly beans. Sell the jelly beans and give him money. So within these three halachos. Again, we want to understand, not Rabbi Nutam, we want to understand the Rambam. That's what we want to understand. So, within these halachos, This is not going to help us understand the Rambam. The Rambam is not paskening clearly like Rav Huna. The Rambam doesn't put Subin as Bidyevin. Subin is the Lechatchila. So we're not going to find our Yeshua in rule number one. Rule number three. Where does rule number three come from? That when you pay an employee, you have to pay him in money? That's a pasuk in the Torah, right. We have a Rashi in Baba Metzia, at the very, very end of Baba Metzia. Sorry. On Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, there is a Mishnah, which speaks about HaSocher Es HaPoel LaSos Imo, and he wants to give him that which the Poel made as his sachar, ein shomen lo. Afal gav, says Rashi, de bekol duchte, throughout Shas, isle shave kesef ke kesef, and over here the poel made for him shave kesef. Hacha gabi poel, bal talin scharoksiv. Bal talin scharoksiv. You owe him wages. Wages is money. And so you can't give him anything but wages. So this is a gzeras hakasev that's limited to Sakhir. But let's take this halacha, that in the world of Baal Chol, we have a chachila of kesef and a bidyevet of beinonis and subin. What's the source of this halacha? What's the source of this? This is not Rav Huna and Rav Papa. Rav Huna and Rav Papa are talking about mazikin, correct? This is not Sakhir where we have a gzeres hakasuv. How did Rabbeinu Tam know that in a Baal Chol, the chachila kesef and the Bidyevet, Beinonis, and Subin? So, Rabbi Natan quotes a Gemara. What's the source of the Gemara? So that's a machlokas between the Ktsos and the Nesivos that I quoted for you. Let's look together at the Ktsos and the Nesivos.
The Baal Chov is
a
case of a loan?
Yeah, Baal Chov is a case of a loan. In other words, the Baal Chov is a lova, right? He owes a chov. Or if you want to, Baal Chov is a malva. He's the owner, you know, or he's the receiver of the chov. If we're dealing with a lova and a malva, Baal Chov means it's a case of a lova and a malva.
Could we say that this pashas level that it's nilas delas issue, meaning if I'm
that it's
nilas delas issue?
So let's look over here at the Ksos. That's what the Ksos wants to say. Mimashe kosvu b'makom seida yochol l'salko b'kol mai deboi. Since we have a bidi'evet that we can pay the Baal Chov even with jelly beans, nire the ha de dino de Baal Chov bezuze, that the lechatchila that he should get money, lo dina de oraisahu, ela chachamim tiknuhu, umishem hachi b'makom seida heim amru v'heim amru. Namely, where are we starting off from? Dina de oraisa Baal Chov beziburis. Mita Oraisa, the Baal Chov, gets the lowest level of karka. Afilu hecha de isle zuze. De I have a dina de Oraisa, she yishale in Baal Chov, bezuze hechi de isle zuze, menal il chalik makam seda. Vachain ha damrin and Baal Chov, mesalik mabeya she hilva im kesef kesef zav zav, nami eno elami divrehim. That according to understand the fact that we can have a lechatchila and a bidyeved, we can't have a bidyeved in a doraisa, a lechatchila in a doraisa. In other words, the fact that bidyeved you can pay with other things, it means that mi doraisa, we start off with that which is not even on the board. Mi doraisa, we start off with ziburis. The Baal Chov can only go with ziburis. However, people stopped lending money. They didn't want ziburis. What am I going to do with an acre of land in Alaska? What am I going to do with an acre of land in Guatemala? I know it's in Achinami. At some point, I can turn it into money, but it's going to take a while. So we made it so. Therefore, lotino delas bifnei lovim. We raised the ante and we said lechatchila kesef and bidyeved. Right? In other words, this is that all of this is a takana. And therefore, since it's all a takana, So if he doesn't have the kesef, so then we'll give the benonis. In other words, we raise the ziburis to benonis, and we said that b'diavad he can pay with that as well. That's the picture of the ksos. Namely, that this is all one din of lo tin ol delos. However, according to the Nesivos, achein nira, the after the gabig baal chov gufe nira, im yesh lo ma'os, mida oraisa dino b'ma'os, de kishe'ein shehilvuhu, tzarech l'shalem mida oraisa, kumo behil v'chitim, tzarech l'shalem l'chitim kishe yesh lo. Namely, that as opposed to the ktsos, what over here is the source of paying back a loan with money? It's a din midoraisa. Why is it a din midoraisa? Do we have a pasuk? We have a svara. What's a svara? What did he borrow? Money. So what does he pay back? Money. Had he borrowed sugar, he would pay back with sugar. Had he borrowed a chair, he would have paid back with a chair. You pay back with that which you, namely that over here. This is not a din of lotin ol delos, but this is according to the ksos. According to the Nesivos, this is a svara in a baal chov. We simply have a svara in a baal chov, that this is the l'chatchila. The Torah speaks about ziburis and was raised by Chazal to benonis. That's the takana. That little bit over here that we moved it from ziburis to benonis. But all of that is b'diavad because he didn't borrow land. So the l'chatchila you should pay back with money. You don't have the money, so then he will either take the zibur, the benonis, or the subin, the shavah kesef kekesef. Yes.
To svarim the raisa, how can the rabbanon then take it down a level?
The svarim the raisa is that's what you're asking is the question of the ksos. That's what the ksos, and that's exactly the machlokes over here. In other words, the svara of the daraisa is that you're 100% correct. Normally, svaras daraisa are not only lechatchila. They are mutzah. Kesef means kesef. But over here, we're saying that the svara is a lechatchila, that which you received, that's what you should pay back. Okay? But that's the question of the ksos, exactly. That's what the ksos asked. How can this be a din d'oraisa? And we say that b'dievet you could do something else. Okay, so now, could we use number two to help us explain the, in other words, the Rambam, who's talking about the world of Nezikin. So let's leave aside Dorais and Drabonin. Let's simply talk about the essence of what the Ktsos and the Nesivos are saying. According to Nesivos, can two be extended in any which way to any other area?
No.
The same way that three is a din in Sakhir, two is a din in Baal Chov. Right? That we have a Xeris HaKosav that a Sakhir gets wages. We have a Svara that a Baal Chov gets what he gave. And we're tit for tat. That's nothing to do with breaking someone's window, right? And owing money. In other words, there's no tit for tat over there. However, the Ktsos over here is telling us that we have a world in which Bezdin wants us to be able to have a certain sense of priorities in terms of Gviya. We want to take into account the benefit. We want to take into account the benefit of the person who is receiving the money. Okay, so in other words, that this is a factor that we take into account. So now, let's, in other words, take the two, according to the Ktsos, that we have a din in the world of Gviya, of having a Seder Adifut, that we have a sense of taking certain things as precedent. What does the Torah tell us about Nezikin? What does the Torah tell us about Nezikin? That what do we have? We have a world of Meitav. If you recall, we had a question, what is Meitav? Is Meitav a din in the Cheftza of Meitav? Or is Meitav the din of trying to give the best to the... is trying to give the best that we can to the Nizak. So over here, the moment that we are bringing in both Shava Kesef and Kesef as being the equivalent of Meitav, the moment we're passing like Rav Papa, that we have an O, 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 then we can have a Svara. What would be the ideal? What would be the ideal payment? What do we see over here from the Ksos? What's the ideal payment that we would assume?
Kesef.
Kesef is A. Where do we move to B and to C? Would someone rather receive?
It's like Shavu Kesef.
What?
You'd rather receive Shavu Kesef.
Then Shavu Kesef, and then Meita. Again, the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis points out that all of these three are very, very close to one another. That all of these can be liquefied very easily. That's the uniqueness of Meitav, as opposed to Ziburis, and as opposed to Beinonis. And who are Din Shavah Kesef? You can't sell in this town, you'll sell in this town. Namely, all of these can be turned into Kesef. But we can very well have such an order, and this is the Rambam and the Ramah. Namely, that we are paskening like Rav Papa, but within Rav Papa, within the O-O-O, we're saying that all of these are options. But what is the Seder HaGviah? The Seder HaGviah would be like that which we have by Baal Chov. The Kesef would come first. And after Kesef, then you could have Beinonis and Subin. And that in this order, the Shava Kesef would be closest to the Kesef. This is what the Rush points out. Let's look together at the Rush.
Maybe then the Silas would then say, if you broke someone's window, then you have to give back the window?
Again, the Nesivos is not talking about, in other words, what the Nesivos would say by Nezikin, we have no idea. He's talking about Baal Chov. He's telling us, where do we get this din within Baal Chov? And it's a unique halacha in terms of the Chov. If you look about six lines from the end of Sif Hei in the Rush, he points out that Ulinyan Priyas Baal Chov, nearly, Yisraelove Metal Tlium Karkoi. In other words, that if we don't have Kesef and we have Metal Tlium or Karka, Subin or Karka, which would be the next in line? Kafin and Leila Mesav Le Metal Tlium. etc. Namely, that the order of preference is generally Kesef, that which is closest to Kesef, which is Shavu Kesef, and then the real estate, but dafka the real estate of Meitav that can be easily turned back into Kesef. The Shavu Kesef can be easily turned into Kesef, and the Meitav can be turned into Kesef. Namely, that the Rambam is not, as the Sma said, that we assume that... that everyone would, in other words, that we assume that we're going according to what the Mazik wants to give. And the Mazik, we assume, wants to get rid of jelly beans. No, that's not the Svara. Pum Faker. The assumption is that we have money. But when does Beis Din get involved? Beis Din gets involved when there is no money. When there is no money, then we have to go into the person's bank accounts. No bank accounts. We have to go into his property, and he has Shavu Kesef and Meitav. So this is simply the order, not of what the Mazik wants, not even of what the Nizak wants, but what is the Seder Adifus of Gvia, and that we can learn out from the Ktos, that the Seder Adifut is Kesef, and then Subin, and then Beinonis. That's what the way the Rush understands within the world of Malchus, and we'll use that Seder Hagvia over here as well. He said all of these are options, but within the options we have a Seder that would be giving him the closest we can get to the Kesef, which is the ideal. Okay, perhaps this would be a direction in the Rambam. I can't promise you this is what the Rambam meant, but perhaps it would be a direction in the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop over here. And just a word of a preface, that there is a statement of Rav Asi, in which he compares karka to kesef. The Gemara asks, what were Rav Asi talking about by saying sofim harehim karka? Perhaps he meant like Rav Huna, and the Gemara Bemet will return to that at a later point, at the bottom of the Amud. However, the Gemara then moves over to a world of Yerusha, to a world of brothers. And simply the process of Yerusha is that when a parent dies, then all the brothers, who are the Yorshim, own the estate, what's called Vitfusas Habayis. They all own it jointly. However, the assumption is they do not want to continue owning it jointly. It's very, very cumbersome to own something jointly. So there has to be a chalukah. And then the question is, when they make that division, do we say ha'achim shacholku yorshim heim, or do we say ha'achim shacholku lekuchos heim? How do we view that chalukah halachically? With a lot of nafkaminas. And this is a shas sugya, the Gemara in Beitza, Gemara in Bechoros, Gemara in Baba Metzia. This is all over. We have this sugya. And over here, we're just coming to it from one aspect in which one brother gets money, another bracha, another brother gets karka, or the brothers get karka. And then we're dealing with a situation of when the karka of one of the brothers is taken away from him. Do we redo the chalukah? Do we simply maintain the chalukah? Is it unclear? And so we have in the Gemara this sugya over here on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we have within this sugya simple pshat over here in Rashi and Tosfos how to understand it. That which is not dealt with over here in our Gemara, but we're going to have to start with it, is the fact that in the Gemara in Beitza, which is one of the sources of this Gemara, the Gemara leaves this with the question of yesh breira or ein breira. Can we assume that we're making the chalukah, we are retroactively saying that this was their original Yerusha? We are turning back the clock, and we're saying this was originally meant, and it's only mitbarer later on, or do we say, no, ein breira, we have no idea what was originally meant. Was originally everything was jointly owned, and now we have simply a process of lekuchot. It's like each of them is purchasing from the other. It doesn't return back to the original chalukah. So we will start with trying to understand that concept of yesh breira, ein breira, but then where we're going to move into, and I sent you to the Rush simply as a shortcut, is that the Rif on this Gemara also wants to link the two cases in the Gemara. Link the case where one son got karka, another son got metaltalim, and link the case where both sons got karka. And the problem the Baal Hamar asks is, how can you link them? Rav Asi holds a different halacha in each case. How can these two cases be linked? And there are two ways of learning the Rif. One is the way the Rosh himself learns the Rif. One is the way the Ramban learns the Rif. And then there is a Rambam in Hilchos Shchenim who appears to be learning totally differently, and arrive it over there and reply. That's what we're going to discuss. Okay, that will be Yemir Hashem, the Shir on Sunday. I'll give you a little more extensive Mar Makomos. But in the meantime, that's the Seder. And then the Lineder, a week from today, will do the last sugi in the Gemara, the B'mitzvah Ad Shlish. How does one deal with the world of Hidur Mitzvah? That'll be a sugi in and of itself. And then, by Lineder, by Sunday, I'll let you know where we're moving afterwards. And then we'll continue with Rabbi Narch for the following week. Okay? Okay, so, Baruch HaBatzlach.